All right, if you have your Bibles tonight, turn to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes after Proverbs there in the Old Testament, Psalms, Proverbs. Ecclesiastes, it's a short book in 12 chapters. We won't read them all tonight. Just one verse here and we get turned there. Find it, Jerry. Sort of hard to find. After Proverbs, Psalms, Proverbs, and then Ecclesiastes. 10. Chapter 10. Behave, Wesley. You'll have to walk home. You find it, Jerry, or you're getting help? Okay. I still hear pages turning, so we'll wait. What's really good is to make up like a funny name. I've heard preachers do this, get up and make up a name of a book that's not even in the Bible, and then everybody looking for that, you know. But we won't do that tonight. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, just one verse we'll read here. And we got to get done early. Benny's got to get home, take his medicine. We'll get out early tonight, maybe. Not even 7 yet, see. We won't be done by 7, hopefully. But we might. Ecclesiastes 10, verse 8. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whoso breaketh a hedge, a serpent shall bite him. I read this verse, and I heard somebody preach and use this verse, and sort of a strange thing, put all these three things in the same verse here. He that diggeth a pit. So we'll talk about these three things here in just a few minutes, and then we'll be ready to go home. Let's pray that the Lord be with us. Lord, we just pray you'd be with us tonight, and we know that you give us the promise that you will meet with us, and we pray you just use your word tonight. We'd learn something, and just help us with that in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, the first thing he talks about here is digging a pit, and I've heard it said is the best way to get out of a pit is stop digging at the bottom, you know, stop digging, and it seems like this day and age, sometimes we dig our own pits. Let's look over in Psalms. We have several verses to turn to. Psalms chapter 7, just a couple books to the left. If you want to turn there, and we'll just keep going. Psalms chapter 7. Psalms 7. An example of digging your own pit here. Verse 15. Give us a minute. He made a pit and digged it and has fallen into the ditch which he made. So he's talking about a person here that dug their own pit. And David writes here, made their own pit, dug it, and fell into it. So we see here self-dug pits. And just in between where we was at and where we were just at in Proverbs 20, we'll get some exercise turning tonight. Proverbs chapter 20. I didn't print any of these verses out. I think Pastor does that for time, and then he can just have it on a piece of paper, and that's good. But that I can turn to him faster than I can make the computer probably print them, so then I get all that messed up. Plus, I think my laptop's on its last leg, so. Proverbs 20, let's see. Verse 1, wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. So there's a pit that we can fall into ourselves, is a pit of alcohol, and a lot are in that pit today and struggling with that. We can also fall into a pit of a financial pit, be in trouble there, and then many do that, and it's hard to get out of. And then we see Satan has pits for us. If we look over in Genesis, first book of the Bible, Genesis 37, we'll look at a guy that was put into a pit, Joseph. Verse 20, we know the story here. Joseph was going to his brothers, and his brothers hated him, and his father sent him to his brothers. He went there, and they They seen him in verse 18 afar off. Then we'll start reading in verse 20. They were plotting against him. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him. They wanted to kill their own brother, the little brother. I guess he was sort of annoying to them. I don't know. But he was the one God was going to use. And cast him into some pit. And we will say some evil beast hath devoured him. And we shall see what will become of his dreams. And Reuben, this is the older brother, he had more wisdom, I guess, than the rest of them, heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands and said, let us not kill him. And Reuben said unto them, shed no blood, but cast him into this pit that is in the wilderness, and lay no hand upon him, that he might rid him out of their hands to deliver him to his father again. It came to pass when Joseph was coming to his brethren that they stripped Joseph out of his coat of many colors that was on him. They took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it. And they sat down to eat bread, and they lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead with their camels, bearing spicery and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. And Judah said unto his brethren, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites. Let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh, and his brethren were content. So they sold him, took him up out of the pit after they threw him in the pit. But Satan had this pit designed for him there, and a pitfall. And if you don't watch it, Satan will have a pitfall for you, something that will mire you down and make you ineffective from serving the Lord. So watch out for these pits here in life, and don't dig your own pit. In the verse here it says, he that diggeth the pit, so you dig the pit yourself. And then the next phrase it has in this verse is, whoso breaketh a hedge, breaketh a hedge. Talking about a hedge. A hedge is a boundary. You know, we have hedge trees here in Illinois. You've seen them hedge apples in the trees, and them were not native trees. They were brought here to plant in fence rows, just keep for fences. And so was the multiflora rose bushes. If you ever seen them, they're real nasty and grow and spread and do bad. But they were planted for a hedge to keep the animals in. They sort of got away and took over. They didn't realize that's what they'd do. But they were set as a hedge, and God has hedges for us, boundaries in our life to keep us safe. And there's safety inside the hedge. As a Christian, we're inside the hedge of God's protection. He hedges us about. As Christians, we get out of God's will. He can let the hedge down, and as he did Job. He let the hedge down a little bit, and he protected his life, but the hedge was down there, and he let Satan sort of attack his life in that. And so a hedge protects us. And we see John the Baptist, let's look over in Luke just real quick. I'll read that verse, and it'll explain what I'm talking about here. Back to the New Testament just for a second. One verse in Luke. You don't have to turn there. Luke chapter 1. Luke 1 chapter 15. This is talking about John the Baptist. He was born there, and before he was born, Elizabeth, his mother, and Zacharias, his father, were praying, and here they're talking about him. Says, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And there's some rules here in the hedge put around John the Baptist to protect him, rules he had to go by, things he couldn't do, things he could do, and that's the way we are as Christians, places we shouldn't go, some places we can go. So a hedge protects us. It protects Job, give us guidance. We don't turn there, but Psalm 119, 105 said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light into my path. God's word protects us and shows us where the hedge is and keeps us safe. And Mark chapter 12, it was in Luke, so we go to Mark here just a second, just a few pages over. Mark chapter 12. This is Jesus talking here, preaching. And he began to speak unto them by parables. And a parable is Jesus' way of teaching them, I've heard it called an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. He's teaching people something here. In verse 1 of 12, Mark chapter 12, verse 1, he began to speak unto them by parables. A certain man planted a vineyard and set a hedge about it and digged a place for the wine fat and built a tower and let it out to husbandmen and went into a far country. So he built a vineyard, a thing he'd built, a garden and a place of value, and he put a hedge about it to protect it. And we put fences around things to protect it, and God has a hedge around us to protect us. We get outside the hedge, we don't have God's protection. And then the last thing in this chapter, it talks about is if you get outside the hedge, we're going to get snake bit outside the hedge. When we know who the devil is, he's the snake here. He was a snake in the Garden of Eden, and he used that. I don't know if he indwelled the snake or if he was the snake, but he was the snake there in the Garden of Eden. And the snake is not a good thing mentioned here. And if you get outside the hedge of protection, of outside the local church, there's protection in here. And outside that hedge, you can get snake bit. So we need to stay in God's boundaries. And in Acts, back over in the New Testament, if you're still in Luke or wherever, Acts chapter 28. We see here a story of the Apostle Paul, Acts chapter 28, verse 1. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita, and the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper or a snake out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hanging on his hand, they said among themselves, "No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live." And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly, but after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. They didn't realize that God was protecting Paul. He threw these sticks in there. Evidently it was cool out, and the snake got warmed up. He decided to come to life. And he was bitten by this snake, but God protected him. And there are churches these days, I guess, not around here, but maybe in Tennessee or somewhere, that handle snakes. And we don't. That's where they get a lot of this stuff. But we don't believe in that just because of one verse here. But Paul was protected. He was inside the hedge of God's protection, and God protected him from this snake. So if we stay inside the hedge of God's protection, stay in the boundaries, and he'll keep Satan away from us. And we need that today. People are attacked by Satan. He's out to attack us, get our influence where we no longer be influenced, a good influence for the Lord. He'll wreck that, run our reputation. So we need to watch out for that. And don't let the devil get a hold of us. Stay inside the hedge of protection of God's word. He will protect us. All right, that's all I've got. I told you we'd be quick tonight, and we'll dismiss and go home so Benny can go to bed. Let's stand, we'll have a word of prayer. Lord, we just love you tonight. We thank you for your word. Pray you just help us to stay in the hedge of your protection, Lord. We know you want to protect us and guide us, but you also want us to stay in your will and inside your boundaries. Pray you just protect us and watch over and guide us. Keep us safe the rest of the week as we go home. Bring us back Sunday. Be with Pastor and give him safety as he travels. If he's coming home tomorrow, and be with him in the services even tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.